This Get Made. Hey, everybody. Welcome to a mini episode of How Did This Get Made? I am your host, Paul Scheer, joining you for the next, 10, 15 minutes to tell you everything that you thought you knew but didn't actually know about last week's movie, The Island of Dr. Moreau, and everything that you need to know for next week's movie, which I'm going to tell you right now is a real doozy. Yeah, I said it. It's a fucking doozy. Before we get started, wanted to let you guys know that June is in a brand new series on Netflix called Grace and Frankie. It stars Lily Tomlin, Jane Fonda, Martin Sheen, and Sam Waterston, and June. And she fucking kills it. She's so funny in that show. So definitely check that out. It's on Netflix, Grace and Frankie. Also, check out my new web series called Sheer RL, and it is recreations of MTV's TRL. You can find it on YouTube on the Buh channel, or just go to my page on YouTube, and you can watch people like Terry Crews play Diddy, Randall Park play Eminem, John Daly play Fred Durst, and Casey Wilson play Celine Dion. I mean, we have a lot of different people doing some pretty great reenactments of MTV's classic TRL. Now, let's talk about next week's movie, because like I told you, it is a doozy and you guys must be prepared. The year was 1969. It was the first film of one of the biggest megastars of our time, a little known man called Arnold Strong. Wait, Arnold Strong? Yes. Arnold Strong, he changed it eventually to Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm talking about the one, the only, Hercules in New York. Arnold Schwarzenegger's first movie. He's not even credited as Arnold Schwarzenegger. He only got the part because his agent said he had a lot of stage work, but his stage work was from the bodybuilding stage. He was dubbed in many versions of this movie. I think the versions that are available now, you can actually hear his voice. This movie is amazing. It is on the level of The Room as far as quality and insanity. You definitely need to check it out. It is available on Netflix, but let's take a listen to the trailer.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. You've seen him pumping iron as Conan the Barbarian. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Mighty, magnificent, and muscular as never before. Arnold Schwarzenegger in his most unexpected adventure. Arnold Schwarzenegger is coming your way on a comet from out of the sky. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Magnificent as Hercules. The story begins quietly enough, high atop fabled Mount Olympus. Hercules annoys Zeus just once too often with his need for adventure.
I'm tired of the same old faces, the same old things.
Things soon heat up for our hero. Hercules finds himself in the midst of a monumental workout. You won't believe your eyes.
He doesn't even look like me. Look.
What are you doing? Oh, wow. I really wish you'd put
Does
your
it?
Shirt back on.
Hercules' muscles bring him fame and fortune. But Zeus is not so pleased with his son making a spectacle of himself. Neither are some local hoods who lost a bet on Hercules. And the chase is on. Arnold Schwarzenegger, superstar, super muscles, superhero. He's totally awesome. Hercules is coming your way.
Oh, I am so excited for you to see this movie. If you have not seen this movie, you do not know what you're in store for. I laughed so hard. I think I took more notes during this film than any other film that we've ever done. There is just so goddamn much. And it's only like 85 minutes. So on iTunes, you can definitely find it there. I think you can find it on Amazon too. Again, you guys can figure it out. You're smart. I trust in you. So Hercules in New York, get ready to get your asshole blown out and then call a doctor to get that asshole back in and then listen to next week's podcast. You ready? I think you are. All right, now that's next week, but let's talk about last week. All right, last week we talked about The Island of Dr. Moreau. Now there might have been a few things we left out, a few things that were misunderstood, or that we were just plain wrong about. For example, I kept on calling Richard Stanley Richard Lester. Sorry, Superman 2 director, didn't mean to say that you were directing this movie. Anyway, this is your chance to say you were wrong and I was right. It is now time for Corrections and Omissions.
Ba 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 ba. You got corrections. Ba 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 ba. You got omissions. Ba 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 ba. You got corrections and omissions. Ba 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 ba.
Okay, it's corrections and omissions time. If you have a corrections and omissions theme, you can send that to howdidthisgetmade@earwolf.com. These are always compiled by Jordan and Nate Kiley, our interns here at How Did This Get Made. And let's get right into it. Now, I just want to get out one thing that is important. There is a great documentary about this movie, Lost Souls, that you can get on iTunes. It is a full documentary that explains a lot of the craziness behind this movie. I think you should watch that. So I'm trying to stay away from a lot of the stuff they reveal in the documentary because it's just too damn good. And why should I take credit for someone else's work? I'm going to focus more on your theories in this corrections and omissions section. And so let's get into Taylor Ann Photo. I think this movie would have been better if they went full Wizard of Oz and had the entire thing be some sort of dream that Thulis had. I mean, I can just imagine him waking up in a hospital and everyone he knows is around him and just going, and you were there, and you were there, and so were you. Or even better, if he woke up and he was an animal person himself, like that Twilight Zone episode where normal-looking people are considered hideous animals. He just had a nightmare where the humans were in control and he looked awful. Ooh, I like that a lot. Cameron H., always one with a correction and omission, chimed into Taylor Ann's comment above and said, I had the same thought. In my mind, he was still on the raft at the beginning, and it was all hallucination as a result of severe dehydration. Or the events of the movie do happen, but Thulis doesn't escape unscathed. Instead, he makes it back to England, changes his name, and gets a job at a small school as a professor of dark arts. Nailed it. Harry Potter reference. Okay. I like these alt endings, and it could have been so easily done. Okay. Grog, 1138 writes, Lomai was hired by the Food Network to be the chairman on Iron Chef. I guess that is true. And if it's not true, don't tell me it's not true. I know last week I said Pollux and Troy, and that's from Greek mythology. Guys, I'm reading these. I'm not fact-checking them, okay? And do I not know about Greek mythology? I guess not. Busted. Big time busted. I did not know about Pollux, Castor, whatever. I didn't know. I apologize. I'll get on it. Okay, but I think I'm doing just fine with my limited knowledge of Greek mythology. Although next week, it's going to come into play for Hercules in New York. Anyway, back to this. Okay, and if you want to see Lomai on the Food Network, you can definitely check out the link. It is in the Earwolf message boards there. Okay, now a lot of people were talking about Brando's earpiece. Now Smig writes, James Caan also revealed that he would actually write lines on extras' heads in The Godfather and even went as far as sticking post-it notes on Khan's face when they were making The Godfather so he could remember his lines while looking like he was actually talking to the person he was doing a scene with. SLU Jones writes, I have an anecdote. A guy I studied with was in The Island of Dr. Moreau. He said that Ron Perlman liked him. My friend's last name was Smallbone, and Perlman would call him early in the morning in his room and bark, Smallbone, tennis! And then they'd have to go and play tennis with Ron Perlman. Coolest story I heard from a guy who also would be roommates with Hugh Jackman. Whoa, man, that guy has worked with a lot of people. Well, not a lot, just those two. Okay, Galen Howard writes, according to the documentary, once Nelson DeRosa, the smallest man, was befriended by Brando, he gained an air of entitlement and propositioned one of the so ladies and punched Marco Hofschneider, he played Mei Ling in The Crotch without provocation. Whoa, Nelson DeRosa became a real a-hole. So I guess the So ladies are one of the pig ladies. So he's just getting his dick wet and punching people in the nards. Way to go. Chas Aquarius writes, I think my dream cast, alive or dead, for this movie would be Philip Seymour Hoffman as Moreau, doing a version of Lancaster Dodd from The Master, Tom Hardy as Montgomery, Jake Gyllenhaal as Edward Douglas, and Zoe Saldana as Aisa, the Panther Woman. And I think it would be directed by Guillermo del Toro. Heck, Ron Perlman's already in it, so wouldn't even have to create a character for him. Whoa, that is the best casting ever. Chas Aquarius coming in hot with a great movie. Would they have made that script better? Well, all I know is they probably would have read the scripted lines. Rampancy writes, if anyone's curious, here's a link to the original shooting script. It's much more faithful to the book, although it has a particularly odd moment where our hero discovers that his girlfriend is a cat mid-coitus and does not care. Holy shit. You can check out the script. It is also on the forum. Just scroll through until you find it. But wow. I would have loved to have seen that scene. Why didn't we have that scene? And the final one from Cockney Magnum writes, a friend of mine worked as an assistant to Richard Stanley on one of the several films that fell apart and didn't get made. He said Stanley is absolutely insane and tried to attack him with an axe. He's not at all surprised that Stanley got fired because of all the films that Richard Stanley actually did finish, they're all a fucking mess. Well, there you go, Cockney Magnum. A lot of inside scoop here. We got some tennis scoop. We got some Richard Stanley with an axe scoop. The original script. You guys really came in hard here. So I got to go with the most creative. And I think the most creative and interesting fact that I got out of this entire thing was how the movie should have ended. And I'm going to give that to Taylor and Photo because those two endings would have least made the movie palatable. You would have at least walked away and go, oh, well, that was interesting. Instead, no, they didn't do it. And in one fell swoop, you were able to rewrite the entire ending and Chas Aquarius recast it. So all great corrections and omissions. And if you have a correction or omission that you would like to add, you can easily do it. All you have to do is go to the How Did This Get Made message boards at earwolf.com and leave a comment. But just don't leave a comment for, like, I don't know, a movie that we did 6 months ago. We've already done those corrections and omissions. Leave it for the one that we just did. Okay, here we go, guys. Coming up soon, we have Would It Be Better with Nicolas Cage. We also have Shear's Picks, and we're going to get to your Q&As. Well, it always comes to this. The part of the show where we ask a question that we have to really think about. And the question is, would this movie have been better with Nicolas Cage? Wow. That's a good question. I didn't think about that. Wow, you really kind of got me from, just really kind of took me for a loop there. Would this movie be better with Nicolas Cage? And the answer, quite simply, is fuck yeah, in any part. Okay, he could have played Moreau. He could have played the Val Kilmer side part. Even though I don't really know what that character is, he would have made it better. And he would have been great as the guy on the island. As a matter of fact, I know I've talked about this before, but why don't we Norbit this movie and put Nicolas Cage in all three parts? The guy is a fucking master who can kill everything, okay? He'll always nail it. Always. Okay, time for Shear's Picks. What do I like this week? What am I going to recommend? What should you guys watch? Well, first of all, I'm going to tell you, if you haven't seen Mad Max, you're a fucking idiot. Mad Max is amazing. Fury Road, go see it. But go see it in 3D. It's the best use of 3D I've saw. I also saw it in one of those Atmos theaters where it's like sound coming from like the floor, the ceiling, whatever. Go see it like that. You got to see this movie. Also, a big recommendation for What We Do in the Shadows. What We Do in the Shadows, Jermaine Clement. It's a, it is basically a vampire documentary. It's great. Definitely check it out. What We Do in the Shadows. Want to tell you also about an amazing new app here at Earwolf. You can get everything that Earwolf has in a convenient app. We got a new one. You definitely need to check that out. It's called Howl. It's totally free. That's H-O-W-L, Howl. It has everything from Earwolf and Wolfpop, all kind of nicely organized. It's the fucking future. Listen to me. Download Howl for free. It's a lot of things I'm telling you to listen to and check out. Also, if you haven't been listening to it, check out the Star Wars Minute. Every week they break down Star Wars minute by minute. Right now they're on Return of the Jedi. I was on episode 96 or 97, I should say minute 96 or minute 97. Definitely check it out. It's so much fun. The Star Wars Minute. Why aren't you listening to it? Listen. Okay, now it is time to get to your Q&As. Hit the theme. It's a chance for me to mispronounce your names and answer your questions. Let's start right now with Amanda Gemmel. She writes, fuck, marry, kill, Stallone and Cobra, Stallone and Rhinestone, and Stallone and Stop or My Mom Will Shoot. Okay, great question. First of all, Stallone and Rhinestone, he's a real dummy, right? Absolute dummy, but I bet you he'd be great for a fuck. So I'm going to put him in the fuck category. Stallone from Cobra, very serious, right? He's eating a pizza with a fork and knife. And Stallone in Stop My Mom Will Shoot, he's just a little wound up. So I'd marry Stallone from Stop or My Mom Will Shoot, and I'd have to kill Stallone and Cobra because I just don't trust him. And he seems like a dick. Okay, Helen Williams Chaffins, right? Should I really change my resume font from Times New Roman to something else? And if so, what? All right, I get this asked of me all the time, and I say you cannot go wrong with Helvetica. Helvetica is the font of a professional, okay? Not Comic Sans, not Courier. We're talking about Helvetica. Grant Kagan writes, is there a solution to the detrimental economic effects of switching to renewable energy resources and away from oil? All right, well, this is a great question. You know, I always talk about this in the sense of we got to break a few eggs if we want to make an omelet, right? Because no single solution can meet our society's future energy needs, all right? The solution will come from a family of diverse energy technologies, all right? We're talking about solar, of course. We're talking about hydroelectric power. We're talking about, you know, finding other ways to harness what is out there, renewable energy. We can't just say because it's hard or it's expensive that we can't do it, all right? Because fossil fuels will run out. We don't know when, but they're gonna run out. And that's a dilemma that we have to face. And we want to do it in a clean way, okay? We can't do any more nuclear energy, okay? We have to respect our Earth. And I think that that's probably the most important thing here is what makes a good Earth. And you know what? If we have to spend some money, it's about keeping us alive longer. So I think at the end of the day, that money don't mean a thing. Eagle Andrussen writes, which do you prefer, May the 4th or Revenge of the 5th? Well, we all know that Jedis don't get revenge, so I always go for May the 4th. Leal David Cardoza writes, whose pizza is it? It's been here for like 8 days. Leaf, it's fucking Grant's from accounting. You know how this guy fucking drives me crazy. He always orders a pizza. Like he's going to eat the whole thing. He's like, no, you guys can share it. You can share it. You're never going to eat it. No one wants to share your pizza. You get fucking pineapples on it. Okay, we're not into it. You put it in the fridge like you're some fucking humanitarian now. Like we're going to eat your pizza. I'm not eating your pizza. I can get my own pizza, okay? As a matter of fact, next time, just go get a fucking slice. Andrew F. Gelfman writes, new Fantastic Four, you in, you out. Yo, I'm out. Does not look good to me. I don't know. I can be swayed, but those trailers, I've watched them a bunch because I've been to a movie theater that shows that one over and over again. I don't know. It doesn't look fun. It doesn't look dark enough. These are goofy-ass characters. Maybe we just shelf the Fantastic Four for a while. I don't know. They're not working for me. Not working one bit. Eric McKinney writes, is this announcement of my wife and I's next child appropriate? This is amazing. Basically, Eric has made a Fast 7 poster and every member of his family's head is on a different cast member. And then the smallest head off to the side just has a question mark. Eric, that is the best announcement of your wife and your pregnancy. I wish I was her friend just so I could get that, but I guess I got it. So I guess we don't have to be friends. Okay, Chris Sumner writes, will you be at the opening day festivities for the Universal Studios Fast and Furious Supercharged attraction? Fucking hell yeah, I will. I gotta get my Universal Studios connections going so I can get there to be the first to ride that ride. I'm in. I'm so in that I will be sleeping out there right now. Fuck Harry Potter Land. I want that Fast and Furious ride. June, Jason, and Paul, these are questions that involve all of us. Jamie Powell writes, if the three of you were stuck in a broken elevator, who would be the first to go cannibal? You know what? Here's a surprise. June. You know she would. She would pretend that she wasn't into it, and then boom, eat us alive. Aaron Siberling writes, could you and Jason star in a remake of Mr. and Mrs. Smith? Sure. I think that we have the sexual chemistry that would be appropriate for it. Justin Lev writes, who would you rather trade faces with, June or Jason? Well, if we're just saying that this works like the movie Face Off and my body would totally change, I would take June. She's a pretty lady. I want to be out and see what it's like to be a pretty lady. But Jason would be fun too. I could go out there, have some fun, crazy times. Oh, again, another question about Face Off. Lou the Rays writes, would you rather be married to June's face on Jason's body or Jason's face on June's body? Well, I'm going to have to say I'm going to take June's face on Jason's body because at least June could wear clothes, so I'm not always reminded that I'm with Jason. If it was Jason's face on June's body, there'd be a lot more going on. I'd have to switch a lot of thought processes because it's Jason's brain. Oh, God, we're getting into it. Yay. Matt Leppy writes, are you guys going to film the live shows ever? No, we're never going to film a live show. We're recording the live show. That's kind of like filming, but for your ears. Why? You wouldn't need to watch us. Come to a live show. You'll get to experience the entire thing. Then this question goes into the what? Manuel Fontes writes, when are you guys going to do Pulp Fiction or Reservoir Dogs? Wait, why? Those movies are categorically amazing. And I mean, not even like amazing, like Face Off or Con Air amazing. These are like classics of cinema. Sorry, dude, never going to happen. Okay, that is it for viewer mail. Questions and answers are over. Send them in always at our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/HDTGM. You can send us stuff at Earwolf Meteor LLC at 5629 Hollywood Boulevard, I guess Suite 66, Los Angeles, California, 90028. A big thank you to Nate Kiley, Brett Morris, Cody Scully, Earwolf, Jordan Burrell, and everybody else who helps make this show amazing. And you know what? Nate, he also told me that his movie that made him realize that movies could be bad is a film called Bushwhacked. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio, boom.com. The wolf dead.